Chapter 5. September.
Wednesday, September the 1st. Pandora took a canoeing test this afternoon. She passed the test easily. Her instructor has offered to prepare her for her next test. Pandora has asked me to join her in her new hobby, but I'm scared of drowning. I'm quite happy sitting by the river, thinking my intellectual thoughts and holding Pandora's towel. Friday, September the 3rd. It's now very obvious that my mother's pregnant. She sticks out in front and walks in a strange way. She finds it difficult to bend down, so I spend a lot of time picking things up for her. Pandora and her parents are going on holiday tomorrow. I've offered to feed their cat. They've accepted my kind offer and have given me their keys. It's a huge responsibility. Their house is full of expensive electrical appliances and antiques. Saturday, September the 4th. I waved goodbye to my love today. She blew kisses from the back window of the Volvo and then disappeared. I waited half an hour, in case they'd forgotten something, then went into the house, made myself a cup of tea and a tuna sandwich, and sat down to watch their big colour TV. I must remember to replace the tuna before they come back. Monday, September the 6th. I spent all morning watering the Braithwaite's plants. It can't be healthy living among so many plants. It's amazing that Pandora and her parents don't die of oxygen starvation. I realised with horror that school starts next Monday and I've only spent one day studying for my exams. Took my history books to the Braithwaite study. I thought the studious atmosphere might help. But I still can't remember the dates of battles or Archduke Ferdinand's middle name. Thursday, September the 9th. Went to Bert Baxter's house to tidy up. Queenie is coming home from hospital on Saturday. Received a letter from Pandora today. She nearly drowned while canoeing. She didn't seem at all worried. I felt ill after reading her letter. I had to take an aspirin and lie down. Sunday, September the 12th. Pandora came home today. I earned my school uniform. It's much too small for me, but my mother hasn't got enough money to buy a new one. Monday, September the 13th. I'm now a fifth year pupil, and I've got the privilege of using the side entrance of the school. I can't wait until next year, when I'll be allowed to use the front entrance. Perhaps I'm perverted, but I really enjoyed watching the younger pupils pushing through the entrance at the back of the school. Had my English exam. Was the first to finish. It was easy. Tuesday, September the 14th. I've got a new teacher. His name is Mr. Lambert. He likes being friendly. He said, "Consider me a friend. I want to hear any problems you've got at school or at home." I've made an appointment to see him after school tomorrow. My mother is 38 today. I bought her a card which said, "Happy 18th birthday," but I cleverly changed the 1 into a 3 by using Tippex. My father sent her a card with a sad cat on it. Inside he had written, "Yours as ever, George." Horrible Lucas sent a card too. Inside he had written, "Pauline, I'll never forget that night in the woods. Yours with all my love, Bimbo." She had 10 other cards, all from women. Wednesday, September the 15th. My father phoned before I went to school this morning. He wanted to speak to my mother, but she wouldn't talk to him. Brett was crying, and I could hear Grandma and Stick Insect arguing. My father sounded very miserable. I had a long talk with Mr. Lambert after school. He took me to a cafe and bought me a cup of tea and a cake. He said, "Look, Adrian, try to separate yourself from the difficult situation your parents are in. You're a very intelligent boy, and you mustn't let them pull you down to their level." A very intelligent boy. At last, someone apart from Pandora recognises my intellectual ability. Had my biology exam. I was the last to finish. Friday, September the 17th. Nearly everyone in our class has made an appointment with Mr. Lambert to talk about their family problems. Even Pandora, whose mother is a marriage guidance counsellor. Mr. Lambert's looking worried. He's constantly biting his nails and has stopped taking people to the cafe. Sunday, September the 19th. Went to see Bert and Queenie today. They were hostile to me because I haven't been to see them for a week. Bert said, he doesn't care about old people anymore. He just wants to enjoy himself. How unfair! I can't remember the last time I enjoyed myself. Queenie didn't say anything because she can't speak, but she certainly looked hostile. Bert ordered me to come back tomorrow to tidy up. Their cleaning lady comes on Tuesdays, and Bert likes the house to be tidy for when she comes. Monday, September the 20th. My mother's check from the Social Security didn't come. I'm very worried. I was amazed to find out that I only got average marks for my exams. There must have been a serious mistake. Friday, September the 24th. Still no check from the Social Security. But a check from my father arrived, so we're saved. My mother gave me 15p for a Mars bar, my first in 10 days. My mother took the cheque to the bank this morning, but they told her it would take 4 days until she could cash it. However, the manager agreed to lend her £25. Saturday, September the 25th. Looked up pregnancy in the Family Health Encyclopedia. I was interested to see that pregnancy was next to sex and reproduction. Started to read a section called Testes and Sperm, and was surprised to learn that my testes make several hundred million sperm a day. Where do they all go? I know that some escape during the night, but what about the rest? Sunday, September the 26th. Read the whole of Sex and Reproduction in bed last night. Woke up to find that a few hundred million sperm had escaped. It will give the remaining sperm some room to move about. Wednesday, September the 29th. Still no check from the Social Security. We studied semen in biology today. I was able to give a full description of the life cycle of a sperm. The biology teacher was very impressed. He said, "Mole, I don't know if you've got a natural talent for biology or if you're obsessed with sex. If it's the latter, perhaps you should talk to the school psychologist." I assured the teacher that my interest was purely scientific.